Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for July 24th, 2017. This is Paul White, the host of the DDP, 365 days a year. We come to you however you're finding us. I do want to remind you, in case you haven't checked the website lately, many people find the podcast through iTunes or they download them to their phone, but we have a website, paulwhiteministries.com, where you can find all kinds of archive material. We've got a lot of videos, a lot of audio sermons, stuff trailing back several years. We even have a ministry store there, so we have a few items for sale, stuff like books and a few CD series we've produced over the years. We'd love for you to go check it out. And most 99.9% of everything we have is free. You can download it, you can burn it, you can copy it, you can share it, you can use it over and over again and let it be a part of your spiritual diet. I'm not saying it should be all of your diet, but part of your spiritual diet as the Lord leads you and guide you into truth. Romans chapter 11, speaking of leading and guiding into truth, we are getting into some really good stuff as Paul makes his case that Israel's rejection of the gospel is going to lead to a partial rejection of Israel. And Paul is blurring the lines between nations as he tries to establish that the gospel has brought Gentiles in, and we've worked this little idea a lot over the last several months. But today we find ourselves in verse 2 of Romans 11, where Paul says, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel, saying, I'm going to leave the saying alone for a moment because that leads us into verse 3, and then there's another response we need to take care of as we journey through that. I want to dwell on the thought, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. That when you read that, if you had no other support, you had no other context, what you might walk away from is God foreknew Israel and he hasn't cast them away. But I think if that's, if that would be okay if you had no context. Because if I were to say to you, God hasn't cast away his people, he foreknew them, then you would assume that God designed Israel in his heart a long time ago, so how could God cast them away? The problem is we don't read this in a vacuum. We read this in context. And within context, Paul has already introduced the idea of foreknowledge to his audience. Now for us, going slowly, we forgot about it, perhaps. But you'll remember it when you go back and look at Romans 8:29. Listen to this from Romans 8:29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So God foreknew something and predestined something to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So God's foreknowledge was for a people who would come in by knowing Jesus. Not an individual who would come in by knowing Jesus, but for a people who would come in by knowing Jesus. That was God's foreknowledge. When you take that concept, which is not an alien concept, we didn't go drag it out of antiquity. We didn't even go to another book of the New Testament and get it. We didn't change authors to get it. We stayed with the same author. We stayed in the same book. We stayed in the same theme. Paul has not abandoned the idea of foreknowledge. He's just brought it full circle. And in Romans 11:2, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Paul is not saying God has not cast away Israel because God foreknew them. Paul is saying God hasn't cast away the ones he foreknew. The ones he foreknew, the ones that he had, those who were to come in through grace, God hasn't cast away. So you are forced to deal with the idea of what has happened to those who don't come in by grace. Well, Paul's argument from Romans 9 comes back again. Read it to you yesterday. Romans 9:6. For they are not all Israel who are of Israel. You can be born of Abraham, but maybe you're an Ishmael, not an Isaac. You can be born of Isaac, but maybe you're an Esau, not a Jacob. He said, it doesn't matter that you're in Israel. You must come in by faith, the same faith of the first father Abraham, faith in Christ And that brings you in. And so Paul is saying in Romans 11:2, I believe, God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Now, an alternate understanding of this, some would say that what Paul means is that God hasn't cast away Israel. He foreknew them. He planned them. And therefore, if you're in Israel, you're coming back. And this leads to a eschatological understanding of this text, a last days understanding of this text, in which people will say no matter what happens on the human calendar, Israel, everyone who is a Jew is coming back to Jesus at some point, either coming back through conversion or coming back at the end of the sword. But they're coming back. And so this sort of branches out and leads us into other doctrines, which we have to take by default, because if you're going to take one position, you find that you must take other positions. And sometimes you must end up defending a fairly untenable position because it's vital for your other one. In other words, for instance, you end up in geopolitics because now you have to deal with national Israel, a nation that, as far as on the geopolitical scene, has existed for almost 70 years. You have to deal with that nation, not through geopolitical terms, but through spiritual terms. So now you must defend her at all costs. You must defend her no matter what, because you have an ideology that God foreknew a people called Israel, and if there's now a nation called Israel, he must by default foreknow that, and therefore they must be defended because they're all going to come back to Jesus. And I hope you can see how what we just did was we took a thought that was nowhere. This is my opinion. That thought is nowhere in Paul's mind when he's writing about the foreknowledge that God had for Israel, because he has established for two chapters that God's foreknowledge is wrapped up in faith. It's not wrapped up in Abraham or Isaac or Jacob. It's wrapped up in faith. It's wrapped up in those who receive Christ. And if we end up with this argument that everyone who is a Jew is going to end up coming back to Jesus and they ought to be defended at all costs no matter what they do, I think you also end up down the side roads of, well, who is this? Is it people who are born Israelis? Is it people who are born in Israel, in the geography of Israel? Is it people who claim Judaism? Is it people who are really Jews or people who just claim it? Is it people who practice Judaism or people who have Judaism in their family? Is it people who converted to Judaism from other faiths? What about those who really are descendants, blood-wise, of Abraham, but don't want anything to do with Judaism? And so you get into a lot of issues. I don't think Paul's dealing with any of those. I don't see Paul dealing with any of those sidebar issues. I think Paul is saying, God hasn't cast away the ones he foreknew. Who did he foreknow? You're going to figure it out. It's going to be those who are in him, those who are in grace, those who are in faith. And that's the argument of 9, 10, and further on into 11. We got a lot of good stuff to cover as we get into 11. All right, that's all I got time for today. I want to give myself a set of fresh eyes and a fresh clock to deal with that whole Elijah passage from 11:2 and 3. And we'll get into that as we go tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.